Third vrata is Dasama Bhagavrata, which of course relates to our finances, but the point Gurudeva makes is it's also a way of controlling desire. So Shakahara helps us control the instinctive mind, Parampara Vrata helps us control the intellectual mind, and Dasama Bhagavrata helps us harness desire. And why is that? Well, that's because lots of desires are fulfilled by spending money, right? We're desiring things, desiring physical objects, and to get them we have to spend money. So the two go together. So the measure of that is, you know, when you get a paycheck, what happens? What's the first thing that happens? What do we when we get a paycheck? Do we rush to the store and buy this thing we've been dying to get for a couple of weeks that we can't live without? Or do we do something else? But modern advertising, being what it is and desire being what it is, sometimes that's what people do. They just rush to the store with their paycheck and buy some things that they really think they can't live without, and then a few months later, they don't use them anymore. Then they buy something new and use that for a few months, and so forth. Frivolous desire. So therefore, in fulfilling the Dasama Bhagavrata, the key is, what do we do first? Because that sets the tone for how we're handling the money. What do we do first with this money? So the idea is, well, we give a portion of it to God. We spiritualize the whole process. We think about God, and we don't think about fulfilling some frivolous desire with it as our first action. We think about, well, let's give a portion of this back to God, because without God's blessings, it wouldn't have come in the first place. So we give a portion of it back, and of course that's 10% in the part of the Vrata. And for those who are just starting this practice, it's good to do it in some kind of ceremony. In other words, it's a new habit that we want to establish. And until the habit gets strong, it's easier to fulfill it all the time by sticking it in a ceremony. So the ceremony we suggest is take your paycheck into the shrine room, do a little Ganesha Arati, seeking Ganesha's blessings, then write your tithing check. Give the portion to God as the first expense, as part of a ceremony. And, you know, after you've done that for a few years, then it's automatic. You would never think of doing anything with your income until you'd written your tithing check. It would be a strongly ingrained habit. So that's what we suggest to those who are just developing the practice and making it a habit in their life. So a further step in fulfilling the Dasama Bhagavrata is to spend the whole amount of your money in a wise way, not just give 10% to God and then waste the rest without any particular plan. And that's not the goal. The goal is to spend it in a wise way, and of course, Gurudeva suggests having a budget, a household budget, and it's been developed according to your income and future plans, and to spend the money wisely to benefit all the members of the family in appropriate ways, and to set aside money for long-term goals such as children's education and your own personal retirement should be part of the budget, and should be ideally saving for those on a monthly basis. So that's the goal of the Dasama Bhagavrata, is to bring a spiritual perspective into our financial life and therefore harness desire and end up spending our money as wisely as possible for the benefit of all the members of the family. So Gurudeva has some nice thoughts in conclusion, which I'll quote from him. They're so beautifully worded. Accepting the three vows is essential to anyone aspiring to be a shishya. The Devanic adepts, meaning the devas, take these vows very seriously knowing that once a vow is taken at an auspicious moment in life, the karmas yet to come change slightly to the positive side so long as the vow is upheld. So that's a very interesting statement, which is worth thinking about. The karmas yet to come change slightly to the positive side. So that's how we change our karma. But we don't change it totally. It works out better than it would have otherwise. We change it slightly to the positive side by these kinds of disciplines. But when vows are neglected, the full force of the held back karma is not previously dissolved, mostly the bad ones, comes as a blow to individual family and friends. So we want to avoid that. Upholding these three vows, Trivrata builds discipline and character. All of this mastery of the forces of mind, body, and emotion gives strength to face the future and perhaps, though there are no guarantees, to attain moksha, God realization, in this life.